calling all members of the in crowd. If you want to get in on the action, we want to hear from you. Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com, or slide in our DMs on IG @faderoutepodcast, or drop us a line on X @faderoutednz. You can find us on Facebook, The Fade Route with DNZ. We're on Spreaker. We're on YouTube, The Fade Route with DNZ. Catch our videos. Like, subscribe, share, tell your friends, and spread the word. Order up! It is time for us to order up.
Order up, order up.
We are beginning our division-by-division breakdown in Major League Baseball. As blinking, you'll miss it. Opening day is right around the corner. And it's actually starting a week earlier in Seoul, South Korea. So that's why, in honor of that Seoul series, we are going to start with ordering up the National League West. From 5-1, who you got, D?
Yeah, you know, just going to start off with the Colorado Rockies. I mean, we could ticket them for 6 consecutive 4th or 5th finish, right? I mean, they're not competing at a high level. We can probably count on Chris Bryant missing, I don't know, 100 games. Terrible does that sound.
100 games sounds fair.
Number four might surprise you, but I'm going to go with the Diamondbacks. You know, they're the defending National League champion, but actually, you know what? I'm going to change that. Screw that. So number four, I'm going with San Francisco.
Oh.
I think Logan Webb is a gem, but I think they're still missing a star player. I think they're still a player or two away. So I'm going to go with San Francisco at 4. And then I'm going to move the Diamondbacks to 3. And they're the defending National League champions. And I have them finishing in 3rd. I think Zach Gallen's great. Corbin Carroll and Walker are the future. But, you know, it's tough to repeat as champion. It's a tall order. And they're not as star-studded as some of these other teams are. Number two, I'm going with the Padres. I think Tatis has a good year. Bogarts plays well. Machado is solid. Your boy Musgrove leads my fantasy team. Yu Darvish will be solid. I think they have good players. There's no reason why these guys can't win games. And then, I mean, they're the toast of the division. They're probably the toast of the league. It's the Dodgers, man. Freddie Freeman, Ohtani, Betts, Glasnow. It's hard to see anyone outscoring this team if it stays healthy.
I can't really pick nits with the Dodgers, right? You can't really. They've spent so much fucking money that they better win the division.
Yeah.
It's division or bust. So, come on. Like, that, I mean, that's absolutely ridiculous. And on top of that, you're only going to have Ohtani as a hitter, and then he's going to come back next year and be able to pitch again. So you're set up for the future. You're set up for the present and the future if you're the Dodgers. So I can't quibble with them. Just like I can't quibble with the Rockies at 5, man. They suck. Like, plain and simple, the Colorado Rockies suck. And I don't use that term often, but what do they have? Who do they have? Ryan McMahon? That's who you're hanging your hat on? Ryan McMahon?
That guy.
Yeah. No. Not enough. Not nearly enough to get out of the basement. Chris Bryant, 100 games? 100 games might be conservative. Chris Bryant has been missing a lot of time, and I'm sure if they could get out from under that contract, they would in a heartbeat. But to quote Little Big League, as soon as we find somebody dumb enough to take you, that's exactly what we're going to do. So that's what the Colorado Rockies are dealing with right now. Beautiful ballpark. That's all they got going for them. Sorry. I lived out in Denver for a year. That's all they got going for them is a beautiful ballpark. Number four, I mean, I know that you were bullish on them. I'm going with the Diamondbacks, man. I think it was a little bit of fool's gold. Like, they definitely, they got hot at the right time, but they barely squeaked. They squeaked in the playoffs. They got hot at the right time. They did what they needed to do. You look up and down that roster, offense plays. I don't think they have enough pitching. And I think teams are going to be ready for them this year. They're not going to sneak up on anybody. So I got Dodgers in four. Third place, narrowly. I mean, they're not that much better than the Diamondbacks, but I got to say, San Francisco Giants. I gotta give them their due, right? You have Logan Webb, who's a stud. You have both Rogers brothers now, so that's nice. You have Taylor and Tyler. You brought Mitch Haniger. You traded him away. Like, you just got rid of JD Davis. You got rid of Brandon Crawford. I mean, you still have, you brought in Matt Chapman. Okay, so you got something there. I'm intrigued by that. You have Lamont Wade and Wilmer Flores, Tyler Estrada. Like, you got guys. You brought in Jorge Soler. You brought in Lee from Korea. I'm looking at this roster, and even with those guys, I'm like, I'm not impressed. I'm not impressed. They're just going to be okay. Only slightly better than the Diamondbacks. I expect Soler to be good enough to be traded. Like, Yastrzemski, solid player, nothing special. Michael Conforto. That's all you need to know. Michael Conforto's out there. Solid but unspectacular.
Conforto!
Number two, it's Padres. Come on. You added Dylan Cease, you had Darvish, you had Greasy Joe. You still had enough players on this team left over from last year. Yes, you traded Juan Soto, but you still have enough talent on this team, right? You still have Bogarts, you still have Fernando Tatis Jr., you still have plenty of people on this team. Cronenworth, right? You still have guys. You have enough to compete for a wild card spot. So that's kind of where the Padres are. And it's AJ Preller, man. You know he's going to make moves. If he smells a division, or if he smells a wild card, he's going to invest in the team. So that's kind of where they are. Second place, trending upward, but not by much. Probably like 87 wins. Solid. Nothing to write home about. And then, of course, the Dodgers at number one. It would be a colossal disappointment, and heads would roll if a team like this, star-studded, loaded for bear, World Series or bust, anything less than first place, anything less than a World Series, somebody's head is going to roll in LA. It has to. It absolutely has to. And they're already kind of, they've been forced to make some moves, right? Mookie Betts is now your starting shortstop.
Wild.
Mookie Betts went from second base to the outfield, back to second base. Now he's at shortstop. Has Mookie Betts ever played shortstop before? Maybe in Little League, but not at the professional level. So it's a major gamble. It's an absolute major gamble. But if anybody is poised or primed to make mistakes and still like outspend them or outperform them, it's the Dodgers. Because look at all that depth you have. Freeman, Muncy, Mookie, Otani. And that's just half their lineup. Absolutely loaded. And I didn't even touch on their rotation with Yamamoto and Glasnow. Come on now.
Wild.
Wild is the best way to describe it.
Wild.
It is, you know, you wanted Hollywood stars, you got Hollywood stars,
it's
man.
It's just like, but honestly, we've had this before. It's like the Yankees back in the day.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what it is.
But here's the thing, though. The difference is between the Yankees and this is that the Dodgers got guys while they were still young. You know? Like, they brought in Glasnow young. They brought in Mookie young. Freddie Freeman was a free agent signing. So he was a little bit longer in the tooth. Yamamoto is young. Ohtani is, you know, he's entering his prime. The Yankees would always overpay for older guys. Like, that was their model. Let's buy the older guy when they hit free agency. The Dodgers are proactive and they go out and get these guys. They go out and trade for these guys. They go out and trade them and lock them up for the most part. So they're going to be a problem, an absolute problem. But if anything goes south, expect heads to roll. Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you like what you heard and want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Rate us 5 stars, leave us a review, turn on subscription notifications, and tell your friends. Spread the word, spread it wide.